Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
Hello, I'm James. Welcome to the 4P's Short Breaks Takeover. We have locked the adults out of the studio, and we have lots of great music and interesting chat before we have to give Vectis Radio back to the adults at 6 p.m. Stay tuned and be entertained.
The Island's Weather, sponsored by the 4P's Radio Training School. Building confidence in young people using the main ingredients of radio. To find out more, go to 4ps.org.uk.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs of 31, lows of 22. Tuesday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs of 28, lows of 17. Wednesday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs of 23, lows of 15. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a moderate breeze, highs of 22, lows of 15. And Friday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs of 23, lows of 15. That's it for your weekly weather. It's going to be a hot one, so stay hydrated and stay in the shade. Bye for now.
In local news this week, people living with dementia on the island will now be able to access the Isle of Wight NHS Trust's community outreach service 7 days a week. This change follows a successful trial over the last 4 weeks to deliver support to people and families experiencing a dementia-related crisis. To further improve this service, this specialist support is now also available on weekends. People who need this support are seen in their own homes, care homes, or residential homes. It is a small but dedicated team consisting of dementia specialist interest healthcare practitioners based at St Mary's Hospital. The team delivers a specialised community service which is focused on the needs of those people and their families, carers and loved ones who have been diagnosed with dementia and are experiencing a dementia-related crisis. Meanwhile, island favourite Jay Miller's Circus will be back later this month with fun for all the family planned all summer long. Their trademark big top will be constructed in its usual spot at Wootton's Racecourse roundabout, where it has stood for many years. The circus has been coming to the island since 1989, and the firm has only missed one iteration, the COVID-19 hit summer of 2020. Shows will be open to the public from Friday the 22nd of July to Tuesday the 30th of August. And finally, a family fun day is heading to Ryde in August, hoping to raise as much money as possible for a popular national mental health charity. Funfest is a charity event that will be held at Smallbrook Stadium on the 21st of August to raise money for the mental health charity Mind. Mind is a charity that provides advice and support to empower anyone experiencing a mental health problem. They campaign to improve services, raise awareness, and promote understanding. It is an open event with entry allowed to anyone who would like to support a great cause. The event will be held at Smallbrook Stadium in Ryde on Sunday the 21st of August from 12 p.m. till 6 p.m. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycock-Sotall.
Hello, this is Blake, and these are some words of wisdom from children. Never trust a dog to watch your food.
Never allow your three-year-old brother in the same room as your school assignment. Never hold a dustbuster and a cat at the same time.
If you want a kitten, start out by asking for a horse.
When you get a bad grade in school, show it to your mum when she's on the phone.
When your mum is mad at your dad, don't let her brush your hair.
Never tell your mum her diet's not working.
Don't pull your dad's finger when he tells you to.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Will Ferrell, who's a movie actor. Sammy Johnson, who's a reggae singer. And Erin Doherty, who's a TV actress. Do you know how old these people are and which year they were born in? Well, stay tuned to find out. Bye for now!
This is Connor for the gigs, Monday to Thursday. On Monday, we have Cow's Concert Band at Ralston Bandstand in Shanklin at 8 p.m. On Tuesday, we have Steve Love at Moncton Arts Ride at 10:30 a.m. and Legacy Unlimited at Ralston Bandstand in Shanklin at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, we have the Beat 40th Anniversary at Strings Bar and Venue Newport at 7:30 p.m. Chris Quinton at Agestone Vineyard at 1 p.m. Sandown and Shanklin Military Band at Ralston Bandstand at Shanklin 8 p.m. Open Mic Night at Railway Inn Ride at 8:30 p.m. And on Thursday, we have Ear Candy at Strings Bar and Venue in Newport, 7:30 p.m. Greg Barnes at Anstone Vineyard at 1 p.m. Vectus Brands Band at Ralston Bandstand Shanklin at 8 p.m. And Beyond the West End at Shanklin Theatre at 6:15 p.m.
Hi, I'm James from Vectus Radio, and today I'll be telling you how to make a gnocchi fish pie. This is an easy recipe to make and it serves four people. To make it, you will need 350 grams of gnocchi, 200 milliliters of semi-skimmed milk, 2 tablespoons of corn flour, 400 grams of salmon, smoked haddock and prawns, 4 spring onions, sliced, 1 tablespoon of chopped chives, 150 milliliters of reduced fat creme fraiche, 1 teaspoon of capers, drained, 200 grams of frozen peas, 1 teaspoon of olive oil, 250 grams of long stem broccoli or green beans, steamed to serve. To make the gnocchi fish pie, you will need to put the gnocchi in a deep oven-proof frying pan and cover with boiling water and a pinch of salt. Simmer for 2 to 3 minutes, then drain and leave to steam dry. Combine a splash of the milk with the corn flour until you have a smooth paste, then add to the rest of the milk. Pour the mixture into the frying pan, then add the fish mix and spring onions and bring to a gentle simmer. Cook, stirring frequently until the sauce is thickened and the fish is just cooked, around 4 to 5 minutes. Season well. Then stir in the herbs, creme fraiche, capers and peas and bring back to a simmer. Finally, heat the grill to medium-high, arrange the gnocchi over the filling, then brush with the oil and season with some black pepper. Grill for 5 to 10 minutes or until the gnocchi has puffed up and is starting to turn golden on top. Serve with the broccoli or green beans on the side. For more recipes, check back next week on Vectus Radio FM 104.6 on air and online.
In local news this week, Islanders are being thanked for supporting the new household battery collection service. The Isle of Wight Council, in partnership with its waste service provider, AMI, launched the scheme on the 2nd of May. Since then, an amazing 1.9 tonnes of spent household batteries have been collected from residents. That's the same weight as 3.5 polar bears. Natasha Dix, the council's strategic manager for environment, said, "I'd like to thank residents for really embracing the new battery collection. These figures show the enthusiastic commitment we know our community has for recycling. Although early days in this scheme, more and more people are getting involved." Meanwhile, a team of 36 motor neuron disease warriors are set to take on the Ian Pratt Challenge to swim across the Solent on Friday the 8th and Saturday the 9th of August. On the 8th of August at 10 a.m, 12 swimmers will leave Ryde, each accompanied by an experienced kayaker and supported by 4 powerboats from Rebel Marine, which will escort the swimmers across from the island to the mainland. The team then pick up another 12 swimmers from Stokes Bay and accompany them back at around 4 p.m. The following day, the team will then escort a further 12 others, leaving Ryde at 11 a.m. It was in July 2013 that Tony Bray, a former presenter of Vectis Radio, Scott Miles, Zippy Davies and Dave Pearce first swam from Ryde to Portsmouth to raise funds and awareness of motor neuron disease. The idea came to Tony as a personal challenge the previous July. Having worked away from home for a while, eating all the wrong stuff, he felt that he needed to get back into shape. Tony announced that he was going to swim the Solent, much to everyone's amusement. However, he trained hard, changed his diet, and lost nearly 5 stone. During 2013, Tony picked up other keen swimmers, and together the goal was achieved. Finally, it looks like Newport could be about to get its first Tesco store. Plans have been submitted to convert the former Laura Ashley shop on the corner of St Thomas's Square and the High Street into a Tesco Express. If approved, proposals would see 35 and 36 High Street amalgamate to form one ground floor and first floor building. Floor plans put forward by Danielle Harrison, Chartered Surveyor, on behalf of Tesco Express show space for a retail sales area and a ground floor plant room. It would be Tesco's sixth store on the island. That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember these people who I talked about? Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and their years of birth. Will Ferrell, who was born in 1967, who's 55. Sammy Johnson, who was born in 1985, who's 37. And finally, Erin Doherty, who was born in 1992, who's 30 years old. That's it for your famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure holidays for this week. World Listening Day on Monday the 18th of July urges people to spend some time listening to the sounds of nature. Understanding one another and the environment we live in depends on our ability to listen, and probably every day, sounds can be heard in the outside world. The rustling of leaves in the breeze, the adjacent trickling of a brook, or the chirping of birds as the sun rises are some examples of these noises. This day seeks to raise awareness and encourages action as the fight to reduce noise pollution and improve the harmony between people and the planet continues. Hammock Day on Friday the 22nd of July honours everything that has to do with unwinding, breezy summer days and simply hanging out. Sitting back and unwinding in a hammock sounds like the ultimate relaxation. They have become a popular pastime, particularly when used as a practical and welcoming sleeping area while trekking and camping. You can rest, read a book, or get along with other content campers to hang around. This day is the ideal time to hang a piece of fabric from a few threads and start swinging and swaying in the garden or anywhere else in the great outdoors. International Self-Care Day on Sunday the 24th of July encourages people all over the world to emphasise and incorporate self-care into their lifestyles by highlighting it as a crucial factor of good health. Self-care might involve taking care of your physical, mental, emotional, or for some people, spiritual needs in order to be well. This might be easy as choosing to have a few minutes of quiet time every day over a cup of coffee with a friend. It is always beneficial to have a healthy mind and body and to feel less worried and burdened, regardless of the type of self-care one practices. That's all, and join us next week for some more obscure holidays.
So me and James and Connor are here with our game review, and Cassidy's in the cupboard. Cassidy can ask some questions about the game that we're going to talk about. So the game that we are going to talk about is called Batman Arkham Knight.
I think I've heard of that, but I don't know much about it. Blake loves this game.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite games I've ever played. So, big surprise, you play as Batman. Wow.
Really?
So basically you're Batman in Arkham City, and there's just multiple different Batman villains and all that. It's really fun. It's all open world. The main villain is Scarecrow. It's set after... There's two games that were before it, but it's set after them, where the Joker, which is like Batman's main villain, has died. And like Batman's got like this poison gas that's like stuck in his mind, so he just sees hallucinations of Joker.
It's his blood. It's just
but yeah, he's got... That's it. It's the blood.
Game.
He's got okay. blood, Joker blood in him, how so he sees hallucinations of Joker and starts getting a bit insane.
How do you play the game? What do you do in it?
Batman stuff. So basically there is a story and loads of side stories where basically you go around Arkham and you've got to find Scarecrow, and there's other different villains like Penguin, Two-Face, Firefly, loads of other iconic villains.
Mr. Freeze?
Yes, Mr. Freeze is a DLC character. He's not more of a villain in this game, but anti-hero-ish.
What about Poison Ivy and Catwoman?
Poison Ivy is in...
It's technically an anti-hero in the story, if you think about it.
Poison Ivy...
She sacrifices herself to save Gotham.
Dies in the game, sadly. She sacrifices herself.
Great, now I've spoiled it.
Well, it's like a 6-year-old game. You should really know it by now. But yeah, Poison Ivy is like actually like one of main heroes ish in
kinda.
Yeah,
I feel like Catwoman would be more for that role because half the time she ends up in a romance with Batman.
Who?
Catwoman.
Catwoman is also in the game. She's in the Riddler missions.
Oh, okay.
Where basically you got to save her from Riddler.
That makes sense.
Just a little note, Riddler side quests. So when you first do it, you got to collect all 244 trophies all across the map.
Oh my god, that's terrible. I
did it, and it was painful. It was the most painful thing. So yeah, you play as Batman. It's open world, and you can get the Batmobile. It's the first Batman Arkham game where you actually can drive the Batmobile and free roam. Yeah.
Yeah, but what is it rated like? Age was.
I'm pretty sure it's rated a 16 ish, which makes sense. It's not like gore. It's not got gore and all that, but it has got things like you can hear bones crunching. Some characters do swear quite a lot and all that. So yeah, it's like a 16 rated game, and I'm pretty sure it is on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Okay,
I think.
That's pretty good.
This is James with the theatre guide for this month. At Medina Theatre we have Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra on Saturday 9th of July, Miss Asian Queen Isle of Wight on Saturday 23rd of July, Roy Chubby Brown on Saturday 30th of July. At Shanklin Theatre we have Beyond the West End 2022 every Thursday in July. Theatre Train presents The Little Mermaid Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of July. The Wall of Floyd, Friday 15th of July. Hello Again, a tribute to Neil Diamond, Saturday 16th of July. Into the Woods Musical, Tuesdays 26th and Wednesday 27th of July. The History of Rock, Friday 29th July. Jack Up Events presents The Music of Northern Soul Live on Saturday the 30th of July. For more information, including showtimes and ticket prices, make sure to check the theatre websites. That's all for now. This is Jane from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is skeuomorph. It is spelled skeuomorph. It is a noun which refers to an object or feature that imitates the design of a similar artifact made from another material. It can be used in the sentence, the Notes app conveniently offers a number of skeuomorphs of materials such as lined or squared paper. It originates from the late 19th century from the Greek words skeuos, which means container or implement, and morphe, which means form. That's all, and join us next week for another obscure word of the week.
That's the end of the show, so it is time to go. So it's a goodbye from me, Blake.
Goodbye from me, James.
Goodbye from me, Caelan.
Goodbye from me, Ophelia.
Goodbye from me, Jasper.
Goodbye from me, Connor.
And goodbye from Cassidy.
Bye.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course, building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.